This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
What are three tips to grow your business that you've never shared before?
You guys want to kick it off first? Because I think they want to hear from you. I'm diving in though.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, to grow a business, once again, going back to the core principles of it, you have to have something that's scalable to grow. That's the first part. Yeah. When looking at a business plan or looking at starting a business, you have to start a business that even has the ability to grow. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, mom and pop stores, local restaurants, barbershops, although, yes, they all, in theory, can grow, but 9 times out of 10, they won't grow. So that, to me, is something that you should already kind of have in your mind. Well, how can I start a business that is scalable? So online businesses are scalable. Businesses that don't require a large amount of overhead are scalable. Businesses that don't require a large amount of employees, especially at the beginning, are scalable. So these are all things that, you know, we've highlighted a ton of them before, as far as, you know, in the e-commerce space, but even in the media space as well. You know, this is like what we're doing as far as on the media and education side. Those are all scalable models. And then also, you know, thinking about starting businesses that you can have multiple different revenue streams from without reinventing the wheel or re-changing the business model. Once again, you know, it's one of these things to say, okay, I can start a podcast, but I can also sell merch because I have to wear something, and then I can do a live show, and then I can do YouTube, and then I can do tutorials and, you know, master classes and educational courses and things of that nature. Whereas you're not doing something completely different, but you're just growing, you know, laterally. And I think that's something that, you know, when you're looking at a business, you should definitely look at to say, okay, is this something that I could put in place early on and kind of have the idea and the vision, and then kind of reverse engineer it after that point. And I also think, you know, starting a business that really has impact. I think a lot of times we start businesses that,
that's a great lesson,
just to make money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, all right, I'm gonna sell, nail filers, because, you know, it's like, all right, that's cool.
Shout out to those with nail filers for the killers.
Yeah, nah, you can make a lot of money doing that. But I just feel like, you know, ultimately the businesses that are impactful, that have a, you know, a tremendous impact on people's lives, and have a purpose deeper than just, you know, making a quick buck. That's something that's going to help you in business. So, you know, finding your passion, finding your purpose is extremely important. And seeing how you can benefit and help people, because the more people that you help, the more money that you'll make. So, you know, that's like, you know, a tremendous,
that's a big lesson. So you just drop. Don't, the more people you help, the more you're going to make. Please put that in chat. I know some of you are going to skim over that. That is an equation though.
Yeah, sure, Troy.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 10 right there. But I would just add to it, prepare for success. A lot of times people go into business and they hope, right? And they don't envision themselves being successful. They're just like, I'm going to try it just because I want to make more. Like you said, I want to make more money. But prepare for success. I think, shout out to Pinky. We had a dope interview. If you didn't check it out, congratulations. You played yourself. But we asked her about scaling. And I was like, why don't you franchise this thing? She was like, I could be a billionaire by next year if I decided to franchise. But my business is like my kid. My business is only 3 years old. Did you know how to speak French at 3 years old? And she was like, my business has to grow. It has to mature. And so all those things.
We're going to bring you on in 1 minute, bro.
I'm going to bring you on in a sec. She was like, my business has to grow. And so it has to mature the same way a kid has to. Like, you're not going to be running the 100 meter at 3 years old. Right? You're not doing that. And so you got to treat your businesses like that. And that's how you prepare for success. She knows that is there. Mm-hmm. She's just making sure that she makes the proper steps and has everything in line and systems in place and people in place so that when the success is ready to be fully executed on, she'll be ready as well. So prepare for success.
For me, similar to what you guys said, number one, know what the vision is. So for me, my goal is to be able to help 6 billion people on the planet learn about investing and make where to get in and where to get out easy for them. Number two, know when it's your season to retreat. So after we created a landscape for people to talk about investing and be comfortable being Black doing so, it's a lot of people that popped up talking about investing. That was my time to retreat. Now that the economy has shifted and people didn't know their prices as well as I did, now it's my time to go into the attack. So you guys have had competition, quote unquote, and copycats, but I've seen you layer on, move around in different genres and become bigger and be omnipresent, right? So for me, it's just knowing when to pour on more. So for me, in a recession, it's my time to help more people. Because guess what? When everyone's making money, no one wants to hear, be disciplined, wait for Bitcoin to go to 20K, Apple to go to 94 bucks, right? But then when everything falls apart, it's like, damn, it's really just y'all in trap helping out. Come to InvestFest and we'll give you some game about how to make money even in the down market. But those are my three tips. No one went to attack when it's your season to multiply your business 10X. No one went to retreat and to build proof. And then you have to have a big vision for how many people you're going to help.
There you have
game. Game.
There you have it. All right. So now we're going to bring on a guest, very special guest. So my guy, Tabidi Stevens, he's the plug that introduced us to Steve Harvey. And it's a good story because he actually I think his official title is the head of business operations for Steve. So he kind of handles all the business stuff for him. And, you know, he got him into all these different investments in the stocks. He spoke about it on the episode, if you watched the episode. And he spoke about it when he was on Market Mondays last week as well. But Tabidi is somebody that we developed a relationship with. And not only is he very intelligent and, you know, a whiz kid when it comes to investing, but just in business in general, like I said, he kind of handles all of the business operations. So when you talk about the team and like when Steve says, like, you know, I'm not the most technical person, but I have technical people on my team. Like this is one of the people that he's actually referring to. So definitely on his way to being, you know, one of the biggest moguls in the game. And he's with the right person. And I think it's important to highlight, you know, the people behind the people. A lot of times, like you see a celebrity and it might be Rick Ross, it might be Steve Harvey, it might be T.I., whatever. And, you know, it's dope to get the game from them, but you got to understand that they're relying on counsel, and their counsel is probably even more valuable because that's the people that's actually giving them and providing them the information. So it's very rare that you get to speak to the counsel. It's very rare that you even get to speak to the celebrity, but you get to speak to celebrity a lot of times, but you don't really get to speak to the counsel, to the people that's actually advising these people and actually telling them like why this is a good move, why this is a bad move, and brokering deals, brokering the relationships. So this is one of these, you know, inside conversations that you guys can be a part of. So without further ado, we'll bring on my guy. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Petey, what's good, man?
My guys. Yeah, what's good, bro?
Nah, all good, man. Thank you for joining us, man. So, yeah, I was just giving the intro and kind of just breaking it down. So I got a lot of questions, but before we start, I think it'll be dope because it's a good story, actually, for you to tell how you began working with Steve Harvey, because we kind of heard it from his side when he was on the show, but I would love to hear it from your side.
Definitely. Well, once again, appreciate y'all for having me, man. As y'all say, y'all are the biggest, so I don't even really do interviews often, bro. So I appreciate you guys. But honestly, man, like I said, I went to Morehouse, or as you guys know, I went to Morehouse, so for business administration, but a concentration in marketing and psychology. So, you know, I just wanted to understand like how people thought a certain way and why they thought a certain way. While I was in school, I actually started a shoe company. So I was manufacturing and producing my own canvas and leather shoes. So similar to Tom's and Nike's, and it was called Steps by Stevens. So for every pair of shoes I sold, I provide meals to women and children's shelters nationwide with my business partners at the time, Malcolm Connor, and Mr. Harvey's son, Broderick Harvey, was actually doing all our creative direction. So that's kind of how I got introduced to Mr. Harvey. So I did that all throughout college, did extremely well. Went on his talk show one day to kind of promote our product. When I came off stage, his COO at the time was like, hey, you should come work for me. And of course, I was like, man, I got my own company at the time. I'm good, bro. Like, you know, I'm clearly here selling shoes. But some times went by and I just spent time around the Harveys, but volunteered at their mentorship camp. You know, they have the national mentorship camp where they mentor, you know, 250 fatherless boys. So I participated then and kind of just built a reputation for myself there. It's like a hard worker. And then one day Mr. Harvey called me and was like, listen, you know, I want you to come on to be a part of this team. Like, what are you about to do? I had just fizzled out with my company. As you all remember, you know, 2014, China had a bit of a recession, and I had about 75,000 in raw materials over in China. And at the time, I didn't have any credit because I was 21 years old, so I didn't really have any credit. So, of course, that was all my cash. I didn't know much about credit. No one would give me a line of credit, and I couldn't get the materials over. So I ended up, you know, one of my failures that kind of led me into where I am now was the fact that like my shoe company fizzled out because I made a bad investment. So Mr. Harvey was like, what are you about to do? Of course, I was, you know, hey, I'm about to go to Harvard. I got accepted to every Ivy League in the country. So I was going to go to Harvard. And get the executive MBA. And then Mr. Harvey basically asked, you know, what are you going to Harvard to do? And I told him, you know, meet JFK's grandson and so on and so forth. Because, you know, essentially a lot of people go get their MBA to network. So he asked me if I can get a better network and make the same amount of money, if not better, without going to school, would I do it? And at the time I said no. Left his house, got in my car, And on the way home, I was like, man, that's actually a great opportunity. So I gave him a call, like, yo, Mr. Harvey, you mind if I come by the house tomorrow? And from there, it was a wrap. So I just started doing research and development. And at the time, myself, Roger Harvey, and this guy, Cesar Davis, had worked on a deal that at the time, what I didn't know was, you know, they said structurally it was one of the best deals that had came through the company at the time. And after that, Mr. Harvey was like, listen, I just want you to kind of be with me on a day-to-day. And from there, it was a wrap, just kind of gaining more and more responsibility as I saw people not, you know, taking opportunities that were clearly in front of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.